This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The top American diplomat to the European Union has revised the testimony he gave House impeachment investigators last month to acknowledge military aid to Ukraine was held up for a specific reason. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Gordon Sondland says his memory was refreshed by statements from two other key witnesses. He says he now remembers telling a top aide to Ukraine's president in September that military aid would likely not flow to Ukraine until it made a public statement about fighting corruption. President Trump had earlier linked the aid to investigating Joe Biden and Democrats. Sondland says when he asked during a September phone call about holding up the aid, the president nearly hung up on him, but then told him, "I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo." The impeachment panels released transcripts today of the testimony Sondland and former Ukraine special envoy Kurt Volker gave last month. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump says it's time for Mexico and the United States to join forces and wage war against drug cartels after the deaths of nine U.S. citizens ambushed while traveling in a convoy in Mexico near the U.S. border. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Tuesday that Trump's suggestion of a joint military action is not in agreement with his government's convictions. He said the worst thing is war. The victims of the ambush in the Mexican state of Sonora are identified as members of the LeBaron family, U.S. citizens who formed a fundamentalist Mormon community decades ago in the border region. The current U.S. ambassador to Mexico said five children who survived the attack have been transferred to the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is headed to Germany Wednesday to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. This is VOA News.